The Old Testament lesson, in its entirety, just a couple of verses I would like to repeat here. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now gird up your loins like a man, and I will ask you, and you instruct me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding." It is absolutely astounding, in a way, what passes for knowledge in our day and age. The Jeopardy champions are hailed as being extremely knowledgeable. But if you stop and think about it, all they know is a whole lot of trivia. They are aware of trivia. And if you stop and think about it, that's really what passes for knowledge today. If an individual knows a whole lot of little things about a whole lot of things, well, that person is considered to be very, very knowledgeable. But our knowledge, such knowledge, is generally based on one or more of a few things, I suppose. Knowledge of a particular subject that I like, that I want to learn all the little tidbits I can about to become knowledgeable about it. Sometimes our knowledge is based simply upon how we feel about something, whether we like something, whether we dislike something, whether something's going right in my life, whether something isn't going as right as I would like it to and makes me rather uncomfortable and uneasy. Some knowledge, some things are passed along as knowledge or things that I learned from someone who taught a particular subject, or better yet, who taught certain aspects of that particular subject. But we have to admit, we certainly don't know. Even if we know all the trivia in the world about something, we don't know everything about that subject. And as things are going on in life, we certainly don't know what the outcome is going to be. Our knowledge is very, very limited to what's going on right now, right here in front of me. The question is that knowledge? I find it interesting that God here, in his answer to Job, says, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Well, what was Job saying? Was Job wrong in reiterating the things that were happening to him? Certainly not. He knew them. He was experiencing them. He felt them. He felt the grief, the bereavement at losing his family. He felt the uneasiness of losing all the worldly goods he ever had. He felt the pain of the physical affliction that he was enduring. And he felt the pain, his greatest problem, he felt the pain of what his three friends were telling him. "Job, you must have done something wrong for all of this to happen to you." That's what his three friends basically said to him in a nutshell. And it began to wear Job down to the point where Job said he curses the day he was born. What is Job saying there? "God, you got this all wrong. You got this all messed up. Why, you even messed up when you let me be born." That's what he's saying. And God had heard enough. "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" "Job, stand up like a man. I've got a few questions for you, and you answer me." And God begins to test Job's knowledge. "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Was that you I consulted?
Was that you and your knowledge that I consulted? And God goes on for a good two or three chapters here with question after question after question of Job. Have you seen the storehouses of snow? Have you? Have you seen where I keep it? Surely you know Job. Because you're telling me I messed up. Ah, what passes for knowledge in our day and age really is nothing. Nothing. Because we never, ever, ever at any given point have the full picture, the full story. We might know the outcome of something, but we don't know the why of something. And God calls Job to task in our text. Because you see, Job is reminded here that true knowledge takes in the whole picture. And that we cannot do. Because we don't know the outcome of any given thing. We oftentimes don't know the why of any given thing. And all of this is included, you see, in knowledge. And this is the knowledge that God Himself has. So something goes wrong in our life, and we say to God, "You're messing up." Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? You don't know why I'm allowing this. You don't know the outcome, the ultimate outcome of why I'm allowing this. But rest assured, God says it is for your good. Because all things, Paul says, work together for good to those who love God. There are a lot of things that make us uncomfortable, to be sure. Car breaking down in some unknown part of the state or the country. Why? I know my car broke down, and I know I feel very uncomfortable with this, and I know I don't want to bother with this. God, you could have done better. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Well, you see, God is all-knowing. And that means God knows the who's, what's, when, where's, and why's. And God knows the outcome that He is aiming for. And rest assured that that outcome is good. By God's definition of good. Whenever we're feeling like God is messed up, please realize what it is we're doing. Telling God we know more than Him. And the words of God to Job serve us well in such times, in all times, really. Because what they do is put us in our proper place. Not superiority over God, but dependence upon Him and His knowledge and His wisdom. The outcome for Job, well,
Job heard God's words, and Job repented in dust and ashes. And God received his repentance. And God blessed Job with, we are told, more than he had in the first place. God's outcome is always the best, no matter what it is. He is all-knowing. To this we cling, not our knowledge, but his. Amen.